Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Reviya Bishalach is Shira Sayam. And what the Sforno does is a really fascinating thing. The Sforno, first I'll lay it out and then I'll try to demonstrate it inside. So the Sforno says that there are really three different elements of Shira Sayam in terms of Hashem Yishmo Chama Hashem Shemo. By the way, he endorses Rashi's view that even as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is acting in judgment as an Yishmo Chama Hashem Shemo, it's really a reflection of Rachamim, though slightly different. Rashi says Hashem, you know, can miraculously at the same time, you know, be done by Rishayim, but then, you know, Zan is Kol Habrios. The Sforno says, Hainuhach, right, that Hashem Yishmo Chama, that when he's Mechala Kotzim Min HaKerem, when he gets rid of the Rishayim, it's really for the sake of, you know, the world's benefit. Okay, you know, again, very, very critical, very important perspective. Be that as it may, so the Sforno says there are three different internal battles in, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf, and number one is against Paro himself. We developed the idea earlier this week, Ufaro Hikriv, V'chol Chel Paro, Abayim Achreim Bayam. Part of this was just about a Kadosh Baruch Hu versus Paro. Who is the real God? Please stand up. Lo Yadati Es Hashem, V'gam Es Yisrael, Lo Ashaleach, Mi Hashem Asher Shema V'kolo. So that's the first Pasuk. Says Asfarno, Asher L'Hashem Kigoga, Sus V'rochvo Ramah V'yam. Right? Sus V'rochvo, Paro, you know, as the Asfarno says, that is a reference to Paro himself. Right, then later on, you know, there's a second echelon, if you call it, that Sheshmos Rechav Bachor Vechol Rechav Mitzrayim Vishalishim Al Kulo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with them, the most advanced army in the world. This is, again, the Sforno L'Shita, so Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah, the Sforno says how unprepared they were, right? You know, Ki Amru Yadenu Ramah V'lo Hashem Paul Kozos, they weren't so scared of the, you know, that echelon, they should have been more concerned about them because those were the elite soldiers of Paro's armies. Again, that too is a very critical and fascinating point in its own right. The third is, you know, captured by the Sforno of Amar Oyev, Erdo Fasig, Achleik Shalal, Tim Lemo Nafshi, Arik Charbi, Torishemo Yadi, right? The perspective of, you know, those, the Hamon HaMitzrim, who were there just, you know, for the shlal. They were, you know, there to benefit. So I think this is really three different battles in one. And then Kriyas Yamsuf becomes a much more fascinating story, according to Sforno. One of them, again, is, will the real God please stand up? And this is Hashras HaShchina, Ras HaShif Chalayam, Asha Loro Nevi'im, Yecheskel Al Nahar Kvar, Yeshayahu Navi. So part of the confrontation is just with Paro himself, you know, in terms of demonstrating that Hashem, Yemincha Hashem, Nedari Bakoach, Yemin Hashem Tiratzo Yev, that God is, you know, powerful. Second of all, right, there's the idea of God's triumph over Egyptian civilization, the powerful military civilization of Egypt, which is symbolized by Sheshmos Rechav Bachor V'chol Rechav Mitzrayim V'shalishim Al Kulo. The third dimension, theologically, which is the least significant, right, is the idea of the Hamon, of individuals who are along for the ride. You know, there's always people who are there, you know, when they think there's a buck to be made, a gold rush of sorts, right, and there Hashem, you know, brought them down as well. But again, part of it, you know, the main thrust of it is the theology, Kigogo, Sus V'Rechvo Rema Vayam, then the Sheshmios Rechav Bachur, and then V'chol Rechav Mitzrayim, V'shalishim Al Kulo, you know, leading to, you know, the Hamon, HaMitzrim, who were chasing after them, three different dimensions of Yitzias Mitzrayim that came, you know, to a head at Kriyas Yamsuf, and were reflected in Shiras Hayam.